Are you ready? Indianapolis. The time has come. The bell has rung. Get in your seat for School Talk. I'm your host, and my name is Emerson. This is School Talk. You have tuned to the right station at the right time. Sometimes we make the wrong decision, and that decision can change our lives forever. Today you will make another decision, so make the right move and jump on the bus. Here it comes! Woo! School Talk has arrived. Come on, let's go! On School Talk, we deal with issues. Issues that involve you, the student. Issues that involve you, the parent. Issues that involve you, the teacher. So get your pen, or your pad, or your personal planner. We're going to take notes. There will be a test. This is School Talk!
Take your seats and get ready. Take your seats and get ready. School Talk is in session. My name is Emerson once again for the year. And we lost track of the counting because due to the fact of the 1945 violation of the 1945 Code Act, I can't not add. So I just said.
I can't add either.
So welcome to School Talk on December 22nd,
22nd.
I can't keep track of the time. 2022 here on Giant 90.9. Our phone line here is WBDD, or is it 299, or is it 444, but it could be 999, it could be 244, WBDD, that's 244-9234.
You can call in. You can?
At 317-244.
I know. I forget 92. The 317, too.
Yeah, 317.
How long has that been? Like 20 years I've been doing that?
No. I didn't think it was 3172. I thought it was 317-244.
Yeah.
9234.
Or you could say 317-449-234.
You could say donuts.
Oh.
Which I don't have.
Oh.
I missed my coffee this morning.
Oh. Wow.
I missed my coffee. I'm sorry. But anyway, hey, welcome to School Talk Giant 90.9. I got my student producer, Max. Good morning, Max.
Good morning.
I got Ryan, my student in the corner. Good morning, Ryan.
Good morning.
I got Mr. Easton, my station manager in the studio.
Good morning.
I got a couple other students in the other studio. Don't mics work over there?
They should.
Can they talk? Can they say something?
That mic works.
They don't know what they're doing over there. They still sleep, too.
They're still, yeah.
But I got students in the other room. They'll get it fixed, and they'll chime in also, because this is my holiday edition of my School Talk, my last during the holiday. So we're going to deal with stuff and things. It's almost like a smorgasbord during this holiday time. I want to talk about some good things, some references, and some things of that nature. But this is School Talk. And like you say, I deal with issues involving our students, our teachers, and
how long have we been
parents.
In school? I'll be right back.
Yeah. Now, Mr. Station Manager is going to do station manager stuff. He's also the engineer, and he's the Uber driver. No, I'm just kidding.
There we go.
Well, good morning, Max.
Good morning.
Max don't know what button to push.
No, he was asking a question, so I wasn't
now
quite
your
sure.
Question, now, we both got on, we'll put some pictures up later on Facebook. We both got on Christmas hats, but your shirt is not a Christmas. It has a Christmas colors, but is it the Bears?
So it's a Star Wars one, and it says, I find your lack of cheer disturbing.
And I said, my man's shining in from the side. I got a good old radio check one, check two. They do that on the stars do that when they get on stage. Mic check. Yeah, we're good. Yep. I love it. Good morning. Now, who I got? Turn him up. Yeah, turn him up. I can hear him a little bit. Can I talk? What's your name? You can't hear me. See, he can't hear me, but I can hear him. So we did this before.
Live radio.
This live radio. I love it. I stole his water. Well, I didn't steal his water. I borrowed. Well, you can't borrow somebody's water.
I mean, technically you can. You can just say I borrowed it.
But you can't get that same water back.
Well, we don't need to go to that part. I borrowed it and forgot to return it.
Yeah. Can I borrow your water? Well, if you borrow, you drink it. You're not technically giving me that water back. So you're not really borrowing that water. I mean, okay, that's not my show. I might need help. 7:35. Max, weekend, any plans?
So obviously it'll be Christmas this weekend, so I'm excited for that. We aren't going to really get to celebrate with our family. It will happen eventually.
Okay.
Just because, you know, the winter storm coming in that had to be moved. So I believe it's the 7th, I think. 6th or 7th we're going to be.
Okay.
Of January, we're going to get to have, I guess, that's our Christmas Eve party.
That's good.
Just a little bit away. But, yeah, I'm excited for that. Just with the winter storm and everything and everyone being busy, we had to get it moved.
That winter storm is moving a lot of stuff. Normally, this show is done on Friday.
So I've been confused all day long because it's a School Talk Friday on a Thursday.
On
and
a
then
Thursday.
There's multiple shows that I usually do today. So everything got thrown for a loop.
Yeah. So I don't work my day job on Friday. So I'm looking forward to sitting in front of a fireplace with some hot chocolate, some house shoes. And just sitting there chilling out while this storm blows in. My daughter's coming in from Texas.
Oh, nice.
So we're all going to be home this weekend, and it's going to be pretty, pretty cool. What you got?
Well, this is for you. It's a gift. It's so
a,
we put it
I'm
in
not
a box.
A gift?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
A gift. So figured now would be the good time to open it.
Dang. See, that's why I really wish I did my things. Next year, I'm going to do more on Facebook. I'm going to do more on Facebook, more things of that nature. I'm going to have my man in my corner here, my Ryan in the corner, take a couple pictures of the very official, the official opening of the box. You can put video or phone on here. You want to do video? You can do it. He do video. The official opening of the box.
There we go.
Dun, 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 dun. This is from Max.
Yep, Max.
The greatest.
And the Gilly
producer.
Family.
And the Gilly family, the greatest family and producer family in the world. Award winning.
Yes.
Max Gilly. Yeah. Yeah, three times. Oh, I got a car. Oh, boy. Look at that, y'all. Yeah, buddy. Yeah.
So for the listening audience at home.
Yeah, there's a coffee mug and a card and coffee. Coffee and a coffee mug. Dang, thanks. Dark Roast Coffee. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
So it was Hawaiian type coffee because you liked Hawaii.
Hawaii.
And we were talking about that a lot last year. And then the mug talks about waffles because, as we learned last year on the last day, we were distracted all during the last show of the year by the retirement party that had the waffle man come in.
Oh, man. That waffle was awesome. You're awesome. Well, folks, I'm going to have to do an extended version of a video with this, with my show. So check me out on Facebook. Max, you got to check out the link when I get this. Oh, this is cool. Boy, look at this stuff. I'm going to have fun on this one. I'm going to have fun with this one, boy. Okay, Max, appreciate it. Push the magic button for you. You just, you and your family, man, y'all the bomb.
Thank you.
Thanks, Ryan, for taking that. Well, we got stuff we got to talk about, but still we got some things going on with the thing we call the...
Well, winter break will be December 24th through January 9th. That means no school for Ben and Davis students, no school for Area 31 Career Center students, and we got to actually fix that. December 23rd is when break will start, as it has been officially announced that we will not be having school tomorrow.
Yeah, I saw that.
In preparation for the storm, we will be having the Holiday Music Marathon starting December 23rd through December 25th, so make sure you tune in to the station to hear all of that. Updated games for both girls and boys basketball. After the girls' team lost around Cali last week, they get a quick little break before they will be traveling to Noblesville High School. Mm-hmm. On the 4th of January, I'll be on the call of that one. And for boys basketball, they get to compete in the Hall of Fame Classic at Newcastle. It's the first time since the 90s the boys team has been there.
Yeah.
So their first game will be, I believe, at 11:30 against Penn. And depending on the results, they will either play at 6 or in the championship game. So you'll have to tune in on December 30th to find that out. I'll be on both games there.
Yeah, wow. Magic board.
And
Ben
then
Davis,
the,
number one. Ooh, that's rough, number one. Everybody's coming for you.
It is really rough.
When you're at the top. I'm serious. I mean, it's nice to be at the top, but everybody steps up the game when they play you.
I mean, they're ranked 20th nationally now by Max Preps, too.
Wow.
So that adds a lot of pressure as well. So all eyes are on BD this year. It's been very exciting.
That's good. That's why you play the game. That's why you play the game. Mr. Easter, how you doing over there in the corner?
I'm good, Harry.
There you are.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, we need to educate people on how to put labels on this, this board, because the label that's on here.
What does it say?
Oh, it's right, but it just doesn't point to the right thing. You know, oh, hello, person on microphone. Is it the Christmas sweaters or whatever?
No, you're parked in the left lane or the white lane and the white zone and the green zone. No parking in the pink zone and the at the airport.
Does this thing work? No, we're just getting static off that mic. So that doesn't sound good. All right, we'll go with Mike two.
Mike two.
Check mic two. Okay. Hey, this is live radio, ladies and gentlemen.
It is. It's my holiday edition, and when I do this, you never know what's going to come out of the microphone. And I want to do a shout-out, Max. You know, I appreciate, Max, you and your family's gift, and I'm going to do a world bang-up job on a video. But sometimes it's really, really great when you get things when you don't expect it, and sometimes when you don't even deserve it. You know, but folks think about you, and they think of things. And Laura, I'm gonna let Max pronounce her name. I'm gonna probably butcher it. And
Laurencia Borgerhoff, business development manager at Crown Staffing.
Yeah. She came by my workplace, you know, and was stopping off for information, trying to get young folks employed. Miss Peach, did I say that name right? He's my English teacher. Did I say her name right? now you're gonna get me in trouble. I know what you mean. I hope I didn't butcher her name. I hope I didn't butcher her name, but she came by my workplace. Then she stopped by again, brought me a card, and this has some candy in it. I ate the candy, but I really appreciate the folks at Crown Staffing for think just the holiday wishes. It's pretty cool because a lot of times people just don't think about that anymore. I'm gonna get her on the show next year because she's trying to help people have a better life. And get employed. And so I'm definitely going to bring her and her staff on the show and talk about stuff and things because we need people out there to look out for other people. You know, that's what I like about her company. And that's what I like about the Christmas time, the Christmas spirit, is because, you know, you get folks doing certain things sometimes out of the ordinary, or they just do it because they like somebody, or they just feel in that Christmas spirit, you know. And sometimes it can be a hard time because you lost loved ones and your loved ones aren't here. And everybody in this room is in that boat. Everybody. I mean, I don't care how old or how young you are. There's something going on somewhere in your Kool-Aid. And, you know, so it's really special when we think about that time of year for different reasons. But I wanted to also talk about how you take care of yourself, you know, during that time. Some things that you can do to make things better for you as you deal with the holiday season, the memories of the past, and then the members of today and what you want to do tomorrow and some of the important things you need to do to take care of yourself. And one of them is sleep.
Yeah.
You got to get enough rest. You know, you got to get enough rest so you can be rejuvenated to enjoy all the festivities and at the same time deal with the stresses of actually missing someone, you know, and understanding how important sleep is. Because Christmas usually is the time when you just share food and, you know, and a good time. But sometimes you think about your past, the ones that aren't here.
Yeah.
You know, and getting rest to deal with that, you think, what has sleep got to do with it? Well, you got to be rested so you can feel better about dealing with what you have to deal with and everything. And because everybody got his favorite Christmas story or Christmas that brings up emotions of the past. And we're going to deal with some of those today because I'm going to start right now with my mom. My mom at Christmas time, you know, we didn't have a lot when we were kids. I mean, we looked forward to, it was a store called Sears and Roebuck. I don't know about that.
I know. Isn't it sad we have to say there was once a store called Sears.
Yeah. And then there was a store in Terre Haute called Roots, R-O-O-R-O-O-T-S, Roots. And every year they gave away free for kids that were low income. We got free Christmas clothes. And I look forward to getting a brand new pair of jeans at Christmas time, a pair of shoes, a shirt, and a jacket around Christmas time. Because we really, you know, seven of us, you know, and we really couldn't afford it all the time. And it was really, Mama would always take us there. And then there was always one of the things I look forward to at Christmas time, getting some new clothes from Roots. It was really, really cool. And then what I miss out about my mom is when she always tell me, it's everything going to be all right. No matter what I'm going through, she would say, it's going to be all right. You know, and then Christmas come around. We didn't have a lot, but we had a Christmas tree. And guess what? Everything was all right. And that was that, and that's the coolest thing about Christmas. At that time of year, everything can be all right if you round the right people and deal with it the right way. John, what's one of your favorite times of Christmas?
Well, you know, now when people want something, they go on Amazon and put it on their wish list.
Mm-hmm.
Back in my day, you used to get the Christmas catalog.
Oh,
remember those
yeah,
when
yeah,
they would come
yeah,
in the mail?
Yeah.
And Grandma Easter, she would always have us circle what we wanted in the Christmas catalog. And we sometimes got a few things that we wanted because, you know, you'd always go like right to the Transformers page and circle every Transformer. And, you know, she would like make you put your initials mm-hmm. by it. So, you know, Jay, you know, I'd circle whatever toy I wanted. And then, you know, usually we got something that we wanted.
Yeah.
Because Grandma, you know, she didn't have a ton, but
yeah.
she would always figure out a way and put things on layaway.
Yep.
Yeah. You know, and she would always at the end, she'd always pretend like she forgot something.
Mm-hmm.
And then she'd go back and you'd have like a big gift that, quote unquote, Santa left.
Yeah.
You know, and so I remember that. And then the other thing, you know, both my parents are gone now, but I remember on Christmas Eve, you'd go to bed. And we would, instead of milk and cookies mm-hmm. for Santa, we'd leave popcorn and Pepsi.
Popcorn and Pepsi?
And it was amazing because my dad liked popcorn and Pepsi. And I always thought that was interesting how Dad and Santa liked the same thing. But Mom and Dad would always say, well, you know, he gets milk and cookies at every house. So we're just going to leave popcorn and Pepsi for Santa.
Good.
And yeah, and then you come out. On Christmas, and there'd be nothing but kernels at the bottom.
Yeah.
And you'd have a card from Santa
yeah.
that was like written in really scribbly handwriting.
Yeah.
And Mom would always explain, well, you know, Santa's cold because it's cold out. I was like, Mom, it's 50. But, you know, on those occasions. But, well, yeah.
That's pretty good.
So he would like leave a note to me every year. But, yeah. Those were two things that I remember. Then my mom actually died on Christmas.
Oh, man.
Which is a sad,
yeah,
sad one.
That's
but
memory.
It wasn't sad because when I went back to her room,
mm-hmm.
she looked so peaceful.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, if you believe in heaven,
yep.
She got home with my dad, which
yeah.
is all she wanted to do
yeah.
after he passed. So, I mean, you know, you get those bittersweet memories, and every once in a while, you know, you'll hear a song or... You'll
yep.
smell a smell
yep.
or,
yep.
you know, something will just, you know, I love putting on my Christmas tree every year because, like, I have my grandma's ornaments. I have ornaments my mom made on there. And it,
mm-hmm.
and those are, you know, tangible
yeah.
connections to them. And
right.
I think that's important.
That's definitely important.
You know, sometimes people, I think when somebody passes, you want to, like, get rid of stuff, you know, but
yeah. not memories. Awesome.
Right.
I mean,
it's important to remember too, that everybody deals with things differently.
Yep.
So like, you know, if you see somebody who's, you know, if you have a parent that dies or something, they want to sell everything, get rid of everything. That's a perfectly valid
right.
thing to do because some people deal with it that
exactly.
way. But
exactly.
I like having my grandma's ornaments around
Woo.
And I have one ornament on my tree that dates back to World War II.
Dang.
So
wow.
it goes back on my tree every year, and I always take a picture of it, and I have Grandma Easter Santa Claus that
yeah.
she used to have on the back
okay.
of her door.
All
I
right.
have that, and, you know, it's really nice because those things are, like, tangible connections to them.
Yeah.
And I remember them.
You got to have them. And also, when your memories, the item number two I'm talking about, keeping active. Sleep is important, but you got to keep active, you know, as with sleep. But, you know, keeping active also helps with your mental health. Keeps you doing things. You got to stay active. Exercise, you know, doing something around the house. You know, be careful shoveling the snow if you're a little older.
Right.
No, but stay active is great. Number two, Max.
Yeah.
Right? You got any memories? You got any? What, give me a tradition. You got a tradition?
So
I know you're hooking up on the seventh, but
so with traditions, I think the biggest thing is almost every single year we always hosted Christmas Eve at our house. We obviously have to go somewhere else this year, but. We'd always do that, and then we always our big thing was always desserts in our house. So there'd
Ooh.
Be certain little things that I like, certain little things that other people would like. So we'd always really do that. That is, I would say, the biggest traditions. And then when it goes to gifts, it was always riding to Santa. I remember always doing that for a while.
So. You right back?
Yeah, I think you would.
Oh man, that is awesome! I played Santa a couple of times, and so I feel you, Mr. Easter, when it comes to the popcorn and the Pepsi. That's so cool. My grandson, I'll share the pictures on Facebook. I played Santa Claus one time for my grandson. He was on my lap, and he kept looking at me, but he couldn't tell it was me. When he got older, I told him. He said, "I kind of thought that was you, but I wasn't sure." But it's so awful. Another thing you want to do when dealing with loneliness. You got to combat lonesomeness because that does kick in sometimes during the holiday period, you know. So what helps a lot is stay in contact with your family. Stay talk, emails, texts, phone calls. Just keep talking to your family and friends, you know. That will help you with your loneliness because you don't feel, basically, bingo, alone because you're around friends and family. And if you allow that to stick in, and it can really ruin your holiday. So make the effort. And folks out there, if you know somebody who went through something, reach out to them. You know, if they might not call you, call them and say, "Hey, it's holiday. What you doing? You know, we're doing this." But invite them to something. Don't let them sit out there by themselves during this holiday period. Ryan, what you got? You got some type of tradition or a holiday memory you want to share?
I always, whenever Christmas is brought up, I always think of one memory, and it's about my dad. I don't have many good memories about him, but one I always kind of keep around. So I should preface to my mom and everyone else in my family, you guys made every Christmas great. However, when I was...
I love the disclaimer.
Yeah.
Because I want to come home.
Yeah. When I was like five, I had used the bathroom at like 10 o'clock, and I just had the door wide open, and it's like super late at night for a five-year-old. I'm just chilling there, and my dad walks out, and he's got like 40 gifts under his arms, and I don't realize it till I'm older, but I have the exact same mannerisms as him, and he just looks at me, and he just goes, and then keeps walking, like, because he knows he has to explain it in the morning. That's all I think about when I think about Christmas. It always makes me laugh. It's one of the only good memories I have of him. It's so funny.
That is awesome. You're busting Santa Claus.
Yeah.
That is so cool. And these things stick and stay with you.
Yeah.
And one of the things in between the memories, we're talking about things you can do to deal with the issue during the holidays to keep your mental health together. Eat and drink well. Now, I ain't saying drink much alcohol. I don't mean that. But eat and drink well. Christmas is associated with no small part with overindulgence. You do overindulge.
Yeah, it's part of it.
It's part of it. You got to have it. You know, and I don't think it'll be fair, you know, to not include that. Healthy eating is so important. So, you know, at the same time, don't get a lot of junk food, but, you know, enjoy yourself over the holidays. The Christmas parties, the office parties, your friends, you know, have an opportunity. I mean, after the snow thing, you still can do some things, even in your own house while you're stuck in the house. You know, enjoy the time, you know, cook something. Have the eggnog. Get the eggnog out, you know. And just enjoy the holiday period and just enjoy it and reflect on last year, the things that you did. Reflect on the things you didn't have a chance to do and say, "Hey, next year is going to be the bomb. I didn't have a chance to do this year, but next year, y'all about to look out. Y'all about to take notes because I'm going to be on fire next year." And you look forward to it and your body get ready for that new year because you're charged up. You're thinking about what you did in the company. But next year's a brand new year. You say, "Yes, I'm going to finally do it. I'm going to do it. I'm going to go back to Hawaii. I'm going to do this exercise. I'm going to get this book read." You know, this is scary. I ain't never read a book all the way through.
Really?
Never.
Wow.
Never?
Never.
That's fair, honestly.
Never.
Yeah? Not even like a children's book?
No.
No?
Not even a... No. None. Nada. That is crazy.
Nada.
Well, I'm gonna do one. I'm gonna read a book all the way through. That's my goal this year. Read some a book. Won't be a two pager.
Oh, but yeah, but it'll be worth it. It's still a full book.
My friends.
Yeah. 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 See,
spot
run.
Do not count.
The end. The end. But that's you know that's not necessarily one of my New Year wishes. But I do want to do that. You know. I know I'm just told on myself. Yeah, I got the GED. you know, so crazy. So anyway, who got in the room? Who got back here?
Landon Nelson.
Landon, well, give me something. What you got? Give me a memory. Give me a tradition. Give me something. Oh, thank you for the water, and I will bring back a different water.
Of course, anytime, sir. I'm a big water drinker, so.
Water's healthy.
I love water. Yeah. Love water. Love my Ice Mountain spring water. Yeah, so.
There you go.
My Christmas memories. Wow, I got. There's too many to count.
Join the club.
I know. Well, so my papa, he died when I was in third grade, and so he got me into railroading. I love trains, so he got me into it, and he used to work on was Conrail, and then it became CSX of the Avon Terminal, and used to work on the engines, fix parts, stuff like that. So one Christmas, he got me my first model train. It was a G-Gauge Polar Express, so I got really into the Polar Express and railroading because of him, and it's like he never left me because I keep that, the love of railroading and trains just keep going because it makes me feel like he's right by my side. So he got me a model train for Christmas. I still have it, and I usually, until I, kept advancing in the model trains, it eventually got me an O-Gauge, more expensive version of Lionel. Train. I run around my Christmas tree, set it up, lets it run around, and then I just that was one of the best memories. And then also just watching the NBA on Christmas, being around your family, opening presents, just the joy on people's faces, because people go through stuff throughout the year, just everyone, the joy you see on people's faces when they open presents, and just the whole family together just makes you really you really love life for it because everyone's so happy and, the world's had so much negativity. Yeah. It's just it's beautiful. It's beautiful.
You talk about trains. Man, you just hit a nerve. I had a train myself. Man, and I'm going, and they're running around the tree.
Yeah.
Man, yeah. I don't know if it was a lino or a wino or a dino, but I had a train, and Norman Lowe was my neighbor. And he helped me put my train together. What grade am I at? Eighth, seventh, eighth grade, something like that. And I love my train. It went woo woo. When it went around the tree. And I love my train. And I don't know. And I don't, for the love of money, know what happened to my train. I don't have it anymore. But that's about 60 years ago. But it was like I had a train. And I remember that, and it was so much fun, and seeing it go, and I would lay on the floor.
Yeah, me too. I do the same thing, just watch it go around.
Yeah.
Fun fact, so the Polar Express, there's a real-life Polar Express in Michigan. It's a 284 Berkshire-type steam locomotive.
Good engineer.
It's by the Lima Locomotive Works. It was based off the movie. So they used the steam engine that's in Michigan, in Owosso, Michigan, and it runs and everything. It's a big type steam locomotive, and that was based off the Polar Express. It's 1225 and stuff like that. So I went down to Michigan, I think like 2017, 2018, and some of the workers at the Steam Railroading Institute in Owosso, Michigan, they were like, you want to get in the cab of the engine? They walked me all the way up there, and I got to blow the whistle and shovel coal into the firebox. It was probably one of the greatest experiences. I felt like the kid that gets the first gift to Christmas on the Polar Express, because I got to blow the whistle. He's like, is that the girl's like, is that the whistle? He's like, you want to try it? And he just blows it. I'm out here, man. It was just awesome.
Man, we could go all day long on this topic, bro. Man, it's so push magic button. That's a good one, man.
Thank you, guys.
That hit a nerve. That brought me all the way back to 739. 13th Street in Terre Haute, Indiana, back in the day, 60 years ago. Man, you brought back some rim. Woo! Wow, man.
Slammer, got some Christmas memories, buddy.
Who else I got in that way back in the corner?
All right.
I can't see your face. I can't see your name. I can't see nothing. I'm on radio.
Sorry.
Big Slammer.
Slammer!
Big Slammer.
Talk to me.
Just refer to me as Slammer. It's actually pretty
Slammer.
Good.
I like that, Slammer.
I'm Slammer. My name is Slammer. How you doing?
Go ahead.
Well, my Christmas memory, well, it's not really like a memory. It's more like a fun fact.
Yeah.
I always felt like my family runs Christmas differently. The 24th is more like a Christmas day to me, because 25th is more like, hey, open the gifts type of day. We don't really do anything on the 25th. We just kind of like go to somebody else's house, and we go back home after the gifts are open, I guess. But But actually, I'm not really here to talk about the 24th. I'm here to talk about the 23rd.
23rd?
The 23rd.
Go ahead.
It's actually my grandma's birthday.
All right.
So every time I'm like, hey, your birthday is like a day before Christmas starts. Because for me, it's like it's obviously the 24th, not the 25th.
Never, right, right.
It's never been the 25th of me. My mom always told me, like, hey, the 25th is like when Santa checks if people are using their gifts or not.
Uh-huh.
Playing with them. But yeah.
Yeah.
23rd is always is a great day. I love my grandma.
That's awesome. I really do. That's awesome. And the key to this, as you young folks in the room, I'm the oldest dude in the room. Yeah, obviously. 60 at 68, and my man just brought up the train. And it took me all the way back when I was 8 and 9. So the memories you have now, can you imagine? You're going to have those same memories when you get your old fogey like me, and it's going to have the same, you're going to have the same reaction that you had when you were younger. Like, the bring up the train, we brought tears to my eye of joy of thinking about how much fun I had with that train and laying on the floor. And if I had technology back in the day when I had that train, I'd have a cell phone out there at that level. I have a little video going, the train going through a town, going through a mountain. After I had some clothes built up one time, I had it going through a hill. I call it a hill, but it was a hill of clothes. It's just your memories are so important. So hang on to those memories. They're priceless. And then the times when you're by yourself and you're thinking about the past, you know, those memories will bring joy of tears to your eyes, and you will feel better because it's almost like that person, that individual, that experience is with you now, even though it was years ago, and it just helps you with your journey as you go through life. Because the tips we talked about today is the sleeping, the exercise, the staying active. Those are all very important parts of your mental health. And people don't pay a lot of attention to mental health, but they should, you know, and my heart goes out to all the families. Of Twitch, of the dancer. You know, I didn't know him personally. But I saw his bio and stuff like that. You know, it's like, you know, and people don't know what you're going through. If you don't tell folks what you're going through, if your friends don't see what you're going through or recognize what you're going through, no one knows what you're going through. Everybody's going through something. If you're living, you're going through something. Something. I don't care. If you're on this earth, you're going through something, good, bad, or ugly. You're going through something. And if it's bad and ugly, friends, look at your friends. If you see something you don't understand, you don't like what you see, ask them, are you okay? What are you going through? What's happening in your world? You know, that conversation might be the catalyst to a life-saving situation that you just don't know that you just saved because you got nosy. You got in their business. You said the other day you were looking kind of down. You're staring out the window and the window was closed or something like that. You were doing something out of the ordinary. Say something. Get nosy. And then they'll appreciate it down the road. They might not right then they might not appreciate it. But then when they get by themselves, oh man, they care. Somebody cares for me. When you don't think somebody cares for you, you think you're by yourself, and it kicks in the wrong way. But we know, like I said before, if you want somebody to talk to, call me 317-200-8889. That's my cell phone. You can call me. I don't care. You know, have somebody to talk to. You know, it's so cool to have somebody to talk to because these memories that you have now as a young person, man, they stick with you like that train with me, man, here at this good old age of 68 years old. And we can talk about Christmas memories all day long. It's already 8:04, Mr. Easter. I don't know how. What we got? What's wrong with your clocks? Max, what's wrong with your clocks?
It wasn't me.
I like that video. It wasn't me.
It wasn't me.
It wasn't me. Who sang that song? It was Shaggy. Hey, Ryan, did you make that song?
I made it. It was all, yeah. I formed it in a forge.
It wasn't me. But, you know, I just want to wish everybody out there. Nothing. You can get in trouble in the job place. And I'm going to say, I won't get in trouble on this place. I'm going to say Merry Christmas. I'm saying Merry Christmas. I'm saying Merry Christmas. I'm saying Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas to everybody. You know, I hate being proper saying Happy Holidays. That's just Emerson talking, but I'm sorry. Merry Christmas.
Oop.
You know, just Merry Christmas. And then hope you enjoy the holiday period.
But it is important to remember, too, that there are other traditions this time of year.
Oh, yeah.
There's Hanukkah going on right now.
There you go.
There's also Kwanzaa
there you go.
Coming up. There's other
Happy Kwanzaa
events.
Yep.
other cultural events.
Yep, we that did go shows on that.
And you know, it's important to remember that other people do have traditions, so you can say both Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays.
That's so true.
And you know, it shouldn't make people mad that you do that, in my opinion.
But it does make people sometimes mad. You know,
I know.
I mean, you can say both, but when you say one, they get mad at you because you say, "I don't say that." You know, then you want to get up. You just don't want. But like, say both.
And I'm not the most religious person in the world, but I don't have any. It doesn't offend me if somebody says Merry Christmas to me.
No.
Just because I think, you know, people are showing kindness.
Yeah.
I think Happy Holidays, Merry Christmas, anything that people say to you this year, if you say Happy Hanukkah, people are doing that because they care.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I agree. It takes extra effort to say that. It really does, because a lot of folks don't even want to talk to you at all. Anyway.
Right.
But it is pretty cool when it's really, really cool when strangers, you know, wish you a Merry Christmas or Happy Holidays or Happy Hanukkah. It's just, that is really cool. And then, cause one time I was driving Uber, and I got a $100 Christmas gift from a stranger.
Wow.
That shocked the heck out of me, you know, and it was just because it was Christmas, you know. And so it was, I love when people being nice. It's really cool, you know, it's really cool. So go out there and do, and like Max, I appreciate the gift. You didn't have to do it. Your family didn't have to do it.
You're welcome.
You know, mess up a brother, you know.
Santa Max left me a gift as well, so thanks, Max.
Yeah, Santa Max. I like that, Santa Max.
Make sure you got
Max
an A Billy now, family. So that just submits it.
See, that's why I did it. Same with this show. I wanted to make sure I can be back as a college freshman, obviously.
That's right.
Just got to commute from...
Producer Emeritus. That's pretty good. That's what it is.
Man, you're going to go well in life. You're not keeping your boss happy.
No, seriously, I really do appreciate it. And thanks to your family, too. Because I know, you know, your dad and your mom and your brother, tremendous family, and we appreciate everything you do. And I appreciate all my students, those that are listening right now. Ryan, appreciate you. Landon and Sam, big slammer, sorry. I know I'm not supposed to say the other word on the air, but thank you for all you do. Everybody else in Studio B out in the middle room, I think Trey's out there maybe listening. Owen, everybody in Studio D. I mean, you guys give me a reason to get up every day, so I appreciate all of you.
Man, I was going to wait.
Oh, Emerson, I appreciate you.
Oh, I ain't nobody.
I appreciate Mr. Goins, if he's listening over in his classroom. And congratulations to him on the Hall of Fame again. That is such an honor, and it was an honor for me to write a letter for him.
Yeah.
He asked me to write a letter, and you know, I appreciate him giving me that honor to do that. So it's been a great year.
Yeah, it's been a great year.
You know, there have been some tragedies. There have been some other things. My brother's mother-in-law, my sister-in-law's mother, she's battling some health issues right now. So never know how those are going to end up. But, you know, she needs some prayers if you're a prayer person.
Prayers going up.
So prayers for Sharon. Because I know she's very loved by my brother's children, and you know, it's just and I know that there are all the families that are dealing with things like that. It's like, well, you know, just make sure you hug your family this time of year, because you know, we see every day that tomorrow isn't guaranteed, and not to be negative, and you don't want to dwell on that, but you just never know when something might happen. So enjoy the happy times, because you have people here with you that love you and can hug you, and can you know, you can give gifts to. So just make sure that you're generous with your time. If you can't afford gifts or anything, just, you know, tell people you care about them. That's the important thing.
That's
so
important thing.
You know, people will far more remember how you treat them than what you give them. You know, we all gave some Christmas memories there, because those were moments that impacted us. So, you know, people will far more remember that than the Omega Supreme I got when I was like 10. You know, that thing, I don't know where it is now. It's gone, but I remember Grandma loved me.
Sound like a sandwich.
Yeah. That was a transformer. It was cool. It had a track, and it had a battery thing, and like a tank ran around on the track. Okay. It was pretty cool.
It's like a sandwich. Maybe because I'm hungry.
Yeah.
Y'all know I ain't got no sense. But for the youngest,
yeah, it don't make no sense. It don't make no sense.
I ain't gonna sound like a sandwich because I ain't ate breakfast. But anyway, for the young ones out there, Santa Claus is real. For the young ones out there, remember, Santa flies on his magic sleigh, led by his reindeers, Dasher, Dancer, Prancer, and Vixen, Comet, Cupid, Donner, and Blitzen. And the most famous reindeer of all is who? Rudolph, the red-nosed reindeer. So I'm wishing everybody out there happy holidays, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Kwanzaa. And I'm going to read the card from Max and his family. It says, Emerson, thanks for allowing me to once again be your producer. I was a award-winning producer.
There we go.
We made some great memories, and I can't wait to see what's going to happen in 2023. Can't wait to what 2023 brings. Max. Thank you, Max.
You're welcome. Appreciate it.
Charlie Brown. I like Charlie Brown, man. The Red Baron. Snoop.
Charlie Brown, the Red Baron. And Woodstock there.
Yeah. Yeah, and I like the I love when he does the Red Baron. I know Charlie Brown. I know Pigpen. Anyway, that's a different character. Hey, Pigpen with the Little Rascals.
Yeah.
Yeah. Y'all remember y'all know Pigpen?
Yeah.
Y'all do. that's your favorite. That's Ryan's favorite. Oh man, but it's the holidays, y'all. So I want everybody to enjoy themselves and be safe. Bestie, tomorrow, as this blizzard comes in. It's this Thursday. You're listening to the replay. We're talking about Friday, December the 23rd, when the blizzards hit. So be careful.
Yeah, and no school.
No school.
MSD of Wayne Township on Friday. So Dr. Butts, because of the cold, and Dr. Butts and the transportation department and the folks that make that decision, because as he said before, it's not a one-man band. There's a whole team of people that make that decision. They've decided that because of that, there will be no school in Wayne Township on Friday. So stay warm. So check on your people.
Check on your people.
Right. Especially, if you follow all the guidelines and just stay safe.
Stay safe. Well, we did it. Another edition. We'll be back on the airways when? 2055?
I don't know. it'll be the Friday of the week we come back. Yeah, so I think
the 13th?
Yeah, I think so.
Friday the 13th.
Whoa.
We're going to turn that. That's going to be an interesting show. Everything, ain't nothing going to work.
Hopefully Jason doesn't show up on Friday the 13th.
Yeah, check out that show. Everything probably go wrong on that day. We be pushing wrong buttons. I'll be eating sandwiches and stuff like that.
Our guest today is Jason Voorhees. Yeah. Jason, how are you? Okay.
Next. We need a new host. A host had to leave.
You know, I have a. This is off topic, but we're already 14 minutes over. By the way, WBDGFM HD1 Indianapolis. Might as well throw that in there. But I have a friend who is like obsessed with Friday the 13th, and has like met the person that has played Jason Voorhees like 10 times and whatever. Pretty cool.
Yeah. That's good. As long as they don't mess up. You don't start having a Santa Claus with a chainsaw or something like that. You know, that messed up my memory.
We haven't had a good Christmas horror movie in a while. That'd be crazy.
I mean, I ain't seen one, but I don't want to see Santa Claus walk around chopping up people. You know? That's not cool. That's really not cool. I will file a complaint with the FCC, the NBA, the RBR, MET, and the Mickey D's. You know, don't mess with Santa. He's a good guy. He's a good guy. You know, like I said before, it's Santa Claus, you know, with that red-nosed reindeer, you know. So we got to keep that right. So, all right, I guess we should close. Wait, we need that hook.
We might as well go 15 more minutes. Yeah. Just make it an hour. We could do that.
And they have that hook. When that hook hooks out and reaches out, grabs you with that hook and then pulls you off
off the
thing. You know,
off the stage.
But honestly thinking, and this is might be, I got two disclaimers, disclaimer. I used to think that this is groundwork setting up why I think the way I think. When I was younger, I used to think, this is off topic, I'm going to get back. I used to think that the moon was the earth when I looked up at it. Go ahead. Come on. What?
No way.
Yes.
That's funny.
Yes.
That's funny.
I used to think the moon was the earth when I looked up at it.
I
did not know where.
You thought the moon was the earth?
Think about
where. Were you on the moon?
I did not think about where I was. I just knew that that was the earth. And I was serious.
Ladies and gentlemen, Emerson Allen, give him a round of applause.
That was his last ability.
I remember my parents used to tell me that there was a man on the moon, and that like when he was working, the lights were on. That's why we could see the moon. But I don't remember, and I bought it too. Yeah. Just like I bought that when it was a thunderstorm that the angels were bowling. I bought that. The lightning was God taking pictures.
Okay.
And there was that one. And when it snowed, they were tearing up like pillows up there. As pillows come. My parents had some interesting stories.
Okay. My parents, they weren't mean to me. I was just mean to myself. But I also thought when it rained, and I'm still going to get to my other part of this. When it rained and sunlight was out at the same time, this is going to sound really stupid.
Uh-oh.
I thought it was the devil beating his wife.
It don't make no sense. It don't make no sense.
And I thought you can stick a pin in the ground and you can hear it. I was really not doing drugs when I was a kid. We didn't know what drugs were. We had pop and dad's root beer and RCA. You know, I was a TV, but we didn't. We didn't.
That's funny.
And I also, now bringing you back where I was going to go as I went around that down that rabbit hole, is I really believe reindeers flew.
Yeah.
You know, I knew Rudolph was real. I knew Santa was real, you know. And then I thought he came down the chimney. You know, we didn't have a chimney in the house. So I was wondering, how did he get in the house if we don't have a chimney? And Mama locked the door. But somehow he got in the house and left toys around the Christmas tree.
He has a master key.
It's true.
Every point. House.
He has a,
and he knows every...
What's that, Ryan? Comes to the fence.
It could be that, too.
He's really good at avoiding ring doorbell cameras now, too.
Yeah.
Because you never see him. But he's really good at it.
Yeah.
He's perfected
But I believe
it.
But so how, you know, he got in the house, no fireplace, but gift showed up. And then... But I never, and thank God I never had the opportunity and never met nobody that Santa Claus never showed up for. Everybody, and I know there's are some families out there that never had a Christmas, and that's so sad. And I know other organizations make sure somebody has a Christmas. That's probably why I never met anyone who didn't have some type of Christmas, because there's so many caring people out there that said, no, we're not going to let that happen. Churches organization. I've been involved in church in a long time. You know, they make sure that you're going to have a good meal for Christmas. You're going to have this. You're going to have a Christmas, some type of Christmas. You might not have a Bentley in the parking lot, you know, brand new house, key to a brand new house, but you're going to have a Christmas. And that is so great. So going back to the house, how does Santa Claus get in my house?
Well, and we've had Secret Santa on the show before.
Yeah.
I know they're doing great things again in Wayne Township so that people do have Christmases.
Mm-hmm.
So, hands, you know, clap for them, for the Secret Santa, for actually all the other organizations out there that help folks give their families the Christmas they deserve.
Yeah, because they say Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list. He's checking it twice. He's going to find out who's naughty and nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. He sees you when you're waking. He knows when you're awake. No, he sees you when you're sleeping.
There
he knows when
go.
You're awake.
There we go. Yeah.
He knows if you've been bad or good, so be good for goodness sake. I always thought that I would get coal in my stockings because I've been bad. But I never got coal in my stockings. You know? They were empty. But I got. But it was no coal in my stockings.
You couldn't even afford the coal.
You couldn't afford the coal. We burnt coal in our back. Right. We burnt. That's probably because they had to burn it for the fire, you know. But, you know, my stockings were, I think one time my stockings had candy in it, you know, but usually my stockings are always empty. I think they're just decorations. I don't know how they missed that point. You know, they don't put nothing in my stockings. You know, I got stockings on my fireplace now at home. They're empty. They better have something in it. I'm calling somebody. Call 911-411-555.
We don't call 911 for that. All right? We can't do that.
That's why Max is here, just to keep you on track.
I'm sorry.
Because we're going to have the one person listen and be like, well, Emerson told me to do it. Emerson, we can't have school
gonna be
talk
like,
anymore.
It's going to be school talk with Max. Where Emerson? Jail.
Well, you can call in at 317-244-9234.
And where's your host? He called 911, and he complained about having no candy in his stocking when they locked him up. So I'm doing the shoot. it's a call-in. It's Emerson from Marion County Lockup. How you doing? Oh, yeah, my time's up. That was it. Don't do drugs. But anyway, and don't do that. Don't go 911 and complain about you get nothing in your stockings, you know.
You have a call from Emerson. I didn't get anything in my stocking. Will you accept the charges?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, no. You know, he should never do that. Don't do that. Because Rudolph won't like that. You know, you make Rudolph mad. He'll turn his light off, and he can't find your house. So, because that's how they that's what guides Santa Claus through the sky, is Rudolph, his red nose. We should do. They should do. Y'all do radio dramas. Y'all still do radio dramas?
Yeah, we can.
Y'all should do one on Christmas. That'd be cool, man.
Well, we won't be here on Christmas. We'll be home.
Or someday, do it. I love radio drama because I was born and raised on those. You know, radio. Because back in the day, you know, radio was huge as far as drama, and TVs were small. They weren't big, but radio was huge. And then you had the voices, you know, and then you can just cut your lights out. You can feel what the announcer is talking about. Especially, you know, and when you talk about it's Santa Claus and he's coming down the chimney and he's stuck. No, that wasn't that show. But how come Santa Claus never got stuck in the chimney?
It's magic.
See?
Hey, we got it.
There you go.
He never gets stuck in the chimney, but he makes it down. He makes it down, and he's always clean. He's not dirty.
What happens if you accidentally leave your fire burning too?
He turns it off.
Does he blow it out and then restart it?
I think Rudolph.
Well, first of all, you shouldn't be letting your fire go all night unattended.
Oh yeah.
First of all,
that's true too.
That's a reason to call 911.
Santa has magic powers.
He has magic powers.
He has magic powers. Yeah, like. I think, you know, if he doesn't, you know, he can't come down the chimney, I think there's, like, some teleportation portals that he can, like, just go through. Because I was watching this new show. It was, like, this new Santa Claus show, and he had, like, some teleportation powers. He just, like, he'll be flying and then just teleports to a different city. It's just, it was crazy.
So you're saying Santa is up on all the new technology?
Yeah.
I would think so.
I believe him.
Yeah.
The way he said that, I would buy it.
You know, like, the Santa Claus series with, like, Tim Allen? There's like this new show where by Disney Plus. We're not sponsored, ladies and gentlemen. Not sponsored.
Hashtag not sponsored.
Not sponsored, but just throwing it out there.
Not yet.
Not yet. I'd love to be, but that's fine.
I believe
Disney,
him.
Come on.
I'll buy that.
But you know, so I know we might as well shoot for 7 more minutes and make it an hour. This is something to remember too. There are a lot of people that have to work on Christmas.
Yeah.
Firefighters, police officers, nurses, doctors, they're going to be out probably treating the roads, DPW with DPW, the storm that's coming in, you know, people that work at gas stations, people that work at Denny's or, you know, the places that stay open.
People get stranded. Hours.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And there are some people that really do that and enjoy working on the holidays
because you're helping people,
right? And and so hats off to all of them. Yeah. You know, hats off to, I don't know what that was, hats off to
he's backing up.
Yeah, hats off
DPW truck.
Hats off to all that, because you know, when you dial 911 on Christmas Eve because you let the turkey go too long, somebody has to come to your house and put out that fire, and they've got families too. And you know, it's important to remember that on Christmas, because we're gonna have people who why did that happen, Emerson? It always used to be somebody would burn something and there'd be smoke and then the fire alarm would go off and you'd have to like open all the windows and open the doors and let the smoke out. And yeah, one time we came home and grandma had her microwave sitting outside and it was all melted and she had just gotten this microwave for Christmas and it was all melted and sitting in the snow. So we're like, Grandma, why is your microwave outside? Why is the, with the glass, the door was shattered, you know, like the little glass plate inside just shattered. Like, Grandma, why did you, what happened? She's like, I was making popcorn. All the kernels didn't pop, so I put it in for 10 minutes. The bag caught on fire.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking of my grandma trying to get that microwave out of the house. That had to be funny.
Yeah.
But yeah, you have stuff like that happens on Christmas. Fires don't take a holiday, so.
Apparently, just the truth to that, because commercials are, and movies are a reflection of life. That's just my opinion. So there was this one commercial, this young lady was talking to her grandfather, and then the grandfather asked the young lady, when would the turkey be done? And the next scene, you saw this burning turkey fly across the room, over to the Christmas tree, catch the Christmas tree on fire, and she said, you smell something burning? And it was the turkey that would burn on fire.
Then
was
the famous scene in Christmas Vacation where the Christmas tree goes up too. Grow up, it goes up.
Because back in the day, way back in the day, we had two types of Christmas trees back in the day. We had a real Christmas tree or we had aluminum Christmas tree. Y'all know what the aluminum Christmas tree is? Anybody?
I don't think so.
It's made of aluminum. And it has a color wheel. Google it. It has a color wheel that goes around in a circle, and it changes the tree to different colors. And it's a aluminum Christmas tree, and the color wheel changes the colors of the tree.
That's cool. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That sounds cool.
So you ever had that one, or you had a real Christmas tree?
My family's big on the real Christmas trees. Went to a Christmas tree farm out. It was almost a Louisville. It was, I don't know what part of Indiana, but we were south, very far south of Indiana. So we went to a Christmas tree farm. We got a pine tree this year instead of a Fraser fir. And I'm going to tell you, I love the pine
Fraser
tree.
Fraser fir?
So the pine trees are very nice, but they're so hard to hang ornaments on. Yeah. But the Fraser firs, I think that they're not as nice as the pine, but they're easier to hang ornaments on. They're made to hang ornaments. It's like been so hard to decorate our Christmas tree because, you know, we put like a heavy ornament and the whole branch feels like it's just going to fall off. So it's like,
I believe you. You can sell trees too. You're a good salesperson.
Okay. Favorite Christmas song and favorite Christmas movie go.
Oh, that's going to take.
Oh, gosh.
That's always a hard one.
Christmas Vacation is my favorite Christmas movie.
Miracle on
34th Street.
There you go. That's my favorite Elf. Movie.
Elf. Oh, Elf's great.
Yeah.
What about you guys?
I love Polar Express. That's my favorite. Yeah. It's either Polar Express or National Lampoon's. Favorite Christmas song is Jingle Bell Rocker. I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus with a Jackson 5. Big Michael Jackson fan over here. So, yeah.
I would go for that one. I would go for that song there. Or Santa Claus Goes Straight to the Ghetto by James Brown.
Elvis Christmas is good too. Love Elvis Christmas. Great with Elvis Christmas as well.
I like Santa Baby.
Oh,
I hear Santa Baby and it's like it's relaxing.
Santa Baby.
Santa Baby.
Yeah.
When it comes to Christmas movies, I don't really know. I know a lot of like Halloween related movies, but not Christmas. I know people talk about Elf very often, but I personally have never seen Elf.
You got it, man.
You got to go watch Elf, man. Will Ferrell, it's fantastic. Oh, my gosh, Santa's here. Oh, my gosh.
I'll probably watch it eventually.
Yeah, I like terrible movies, and so my two favorite is a Star Wars Christmas special from 1980-something and Killing's Eve 2, which doesn't even take place on Christmas, but is a Christmas movie. He yells Garbage Day. Favorite Christmas song is Paul McCartney's Simply Have a Wonderful Christmas.
That's
time.
A good one.
Yeah. That is.
Christmas song is hard for me. I had so many.
Yeah, that's the joy of being around for a while.
I know what my mom, both my grandmothers love Silver Bells. So I'll go with that.
That's a good one, Silver Bell. Yeah.
Grandma Easter? She loves Johnny Mathis.
Was Johnny Mathis?
Yeah. She loves Johnny Mathis.
Y'all know Johnny Mathis is?
Yeah.
Google it. But anyway, Silver Bells. But look, those voices are great. Christmas time, 2022. I'm wishing everybody a Merry Christmas. So we're going to get out of here. And we'll see you back in a couple weeks.
Yeah.
To the parents and to the teachers. Our students have so much to give. You must teach them to be investors in themselves. In other words, you give up, you're going to be giving back. Just remember, your future is in the hands of the ones you hang with. Okay, to be a copycat, just copy the right cat. Don't be a copycat when the folk who are sagging pants. Don't sag pants during that blizzard. You will freeze your buns off. Don't do it. Pull up your pants. I can't.
There's nothing like frozen buns, Emerson.
Frozen buns, no good, no good. See you next week on School Talk. Merry Christmas. Ho, ho, ho. And if you just press the School Talk, that's recently the Wayne Township, Ben Davis High School, Giant 90.0 WBDG. They're my views, the views of my guests. See you a couple weeks on School Talk. Thanks to Max Graham. Thanks to Max Gully family. I appreciate it. Woo! I don't want no coal in my stockings.